Okay, let us get started with today's mitzvah, mitzvah Kuf Chaf, mitzvah 120, the mitzvahs that the Chinuch calls mitzvahs Karban Bezdin Imtoh Bahura. So to understand this Karban, we have to look in Perek Dalet in Vayikra. As we mentioned, Perek Aleph is Ola, Perek Beis is Mincha, Perek Gimel is Shlamim, which we will count in a couple of days. We'll see where Karban Shlamim comes up. Along the way, we had two mitzvahs related to Melech, and Perek Dalet is all about Chatas, and Perek Hei is going to be Asham. But in Perek Dalet, there are various types of Karbanas Chatas that are brought. There's the regular Karban Chatas that most Jews bring if they do an Aveira by accident, and it's Chayef Kares if you would have done it b'mezid. That is tomorrow's mitzvah. That's Karban Chatas for a Yachid, Kuf Chaf Aleph. But today's mitzvah is one of the special chataos. There are a number of them. The Rambam counts one of them here. The first one listed in the Torah is Nefesh Kisechta Bishkaka Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Rasholo Siyasena Vasa Me'achas Me'elo. It's an introductory phrase, all Karbanas Chatas. But the first one spoken about is Imakoen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol has special rules and regulations when it comes to Averis and Karbanas. And the Minchas Chinuch, starting with Os Yud Ches, talks about Kohen Mashiach, that Karban, because the Rambam does not have that as a separate one. After the Torah talks about that, then it talks about the one that is the topic of today's mitzvah. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. If the entire Jewish people made a mistake, v'nelam davar me'eni hakol, and it is hidden from the eyes of the Kahal. Who are the eyes of the Kahal? The eyes of the Kahal are the Sanhedrin. V'yasu achas min kol mitzvot Hashem asher lo siyasena v'yashemu. And one of the mitzvahs that shouldn't be done are done. And they are guilty. V'noda hachatas asher chatu aleha. We'll read these psukim because it's going to, each phrase teaches us a halacha about this karban. And they later find out about it. V'hikribu hakahal par ben bakar lachatas. The Kahal brings one par. What does that mean? We will have to see. It's going to be a machlokas. They bring it to the Almoed. Smicha is done. This is the only, as we'll see later in the Minchas Chinuch, but I'll mention it now. This is the only, or one of two, carbon sebers that get smicha. It's my first pasuk in the Torah. Generally, carbon sebers, the carbon tamid, and other carbonos seber do not get smicha. The only ones that get smicha are par helam davar shel seber, right here, and the seer hamishtaleach on Yom Kippur. But this is a karban that is the par helam davar, which we'll explain more in a minute. And they do smicha on it, and the vehevia koin mashiach vidam hapar, v'dolakav espo, he takes the blood, he sprinkles it in the heichal, which we'll get to the exact avoda in a couple of minutes. Then, just to finish it out, the Torah talks about asher nasi yechta, if the king does averos, he also has special karbanos. Vim nasi yechta, nasi melech discussion. Where Rashi says, Lashon Ashrei, Ashrei adarsha nasi shalom nosin lev lahavi kapara. So nasi slash melech. And then we have the regular karban chatas that is brought by anyone who does an aveira. That's the last one on the list. And Parakei goes into a special olav yored, but not for now. Okay, so that's the background to this mitzvah. So now we have the mitzvah, kufchaf. Mitzvah's karban bezdin im toba ra. The mitzvah that bezdin has to bring a karban if they made a mistake in psak. Sheyakrivu sanhedri gedola karban im toba horu shaloka alacha. The Bezdin must bring a karban if they mistakenly gave a psak to all of the Jewish people against the halacha. Be averos chamuros, when it comes to serious and averos chayev and karis, that you'd be chayev karis, that your one is chayev karis for, if one did it b'mezid. V'yasu hakal o ruban alpian, and the entire or most of the Jewish people, we'll see more about this soon, act. So Bezdin paskins an incorrect psak relating to a certain halacha that you would be chayef karis for if you do it b'mezid, and most of the tzibur follows it. So in that case, all the tzibur, even though usually the rule is, if I do an aveira, I have to bring a karban chatas, all the people do it b'shogeg, this is different. If most of Bnei Yisrael did it, then only one karban needs to be brought. We'll see if it means one karban per Olav HaYisrael or one karban per Shevet. We'll have to see. But many less karbanos have to be brought if so many Jews did it. Shnei Amar, V'yem kol adas Yisrael yishku v'ne'alam davar me'ni ha'kahol. Those are our psukim. Fine. So far, kasati lamala. Before we get into the halachas, some messages behind the mitzvah. Ki mechavanas hakarban lachnas hanefesh hamisaveh. As we have been talking about, the purpose of a karban is to lower and to inspire the person who did something wrong. Ulahagdol nefesh hasichlis, and to greaten the intellect, the connection to Hashem. V'yalkein bihagia el agdolim tos b'davar. If the entire Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin agdol, the Bezdin of 71, the greatest rabbis in the generation, if they make a mistake Yadua, it is known that it can be blamed on ki b'cholshas ha-seichal ir lahem, because of a weakness of their seichal, of their intellect. V'ru'uyim l'chazko al-kapanim, and they must strengthen themselves in this area. V'yalken yavo al-abayet asher shefa ha-seichal la, that's why they all have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, which is where they sat anyway. The Lishkas HaGazis was in the Beis HaMikdash, and they have to come and specifically to gain atonement. The Yasu Maisa Karban, they have to do the act, go through the avodah of the Karban. The Yeshuva Aliban Bakoacha Peula Grius HaNefesh HaBehemis HaToeb VeChashivos HaSichlis HaMiyusheres VeHazacha, to emphasize and to ingrain in themselves the fact that they have to be so careful in terms of interpreting the Torah properly, and they didn't do it. So at root, that comes from Chet, that comes from being distant from Hashem. Umitoch Machshavas Tahorazu, through this purifying thought, Yashgichu V'Yaskilu B'Chol HaRa'asam La'olam, they'll be more and more careful. If they have to bring a karban for what they caused all of Klal Yisrael to do, that'll be much more powerful than just all the Jews bringing karbanis. No, they have to bring a karban for what they caused. There's a Rashi on one of the psukim in this parsha, in the second parsha of Chatos, about Parkoi Mashiach. Rashi points out that there's one word that there's a contrast between the first section about about in the first parak of the Kohen Mashuach, the Kohen Gadol doing an Aveira, while the second parak is about, the second section is about the Tzibur, the parallel Darishal Tzibur, all of Klai Yisrael, the Sanhedrin doing the Aveira. Rashi points out that where is the blood sprinkled? The blood is sprinkled in Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'taval HaKohen Be'etzba'o Min HaDam, the Kohen sticks his finger in the blood, V'hiza Sheva Pa'amim L'fnei Hashem, Eis Penei HaParoches. He sprinkles seven times towards the curtain, towards the Paroches, which separates the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim. Rashi points out that earlier in Perek Vav, in Pasuk Vav, when the same avoda is mentioned regarding the Kohen Gadol doing an Aveira, it says, V'tavala Kohen es espa'o badam, v'hizam an adam sheva pa'am l'fnei Hashem, es penei paroches ha-kodesh. Earlier it says, when you sprinkle for a chet done by a Kohen Gadol, it says you sprinkle it in front of the holy paroches, the paroches ha-kodesh. And here it just says paroches. That's Rashi's kasho. L'malu omer es penei paroches ha-kodesh. So Rashi gives the mashal. Mashal le-melech shesarcha le-medina. A king that his whole medina, his country, went against him. Imi uta sarcha. If only a minority went against him. Pamlai shalom is kayemes. His palace, his government still could stand. V'im kula sarcha. In pamlai shalom is kayemes. If nobody listens to him, as the saying goes, ein melech below am. You can't be a melech without the am if everybody's against you. So Afkan says Rashi, so to hear, Keshechat the Kohen Mashiach, as great as the Kohen Gadol is, he's only one person. So when he sins, Adayin Shem Kedushas HaMakom Al HaMikdash, the Kedushas HaMakom is still on the base of HaMikdash. Mishechatu Kulam. But if they all sinned, if Rove of them sinned, Chas V'Shalom Nistalka Kedusha, it's as if it's only Paroches, it's not Paroches HaKodesh. That is a important ta'ara that Rashi makes based on Chazal, a Gemara in Zvachim. If you look in Aznayim LaTorah, Rav Sorotzkin brings two other answers to this question of why does it say earlier Parochas HaKodesh, and here by Parhal and Dabar it leaves out Kodesh. So he quotes as follows: V'nirli bofanacher, divrei Yushalmi Sanhedrin. Yushalmi says in Sanhedrin, a Kohen Gadol that sins, Malkin oso ve'en mavir oso migdulaso. A Kohen Gadol that sins, you punish him, but you don't remove him from his position. But if a Rosh Yeshiva if the Rosh Sanhedrin sins, Malkin oso ve'ein chozer l'shrarusso, says the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. A Rosh Sanhedrin, his power is not permanent. If he sins, then he's removed. Why? Shekvar nifkama ma'alaso, because he has already, his milas position has already been affected. So says Rav Sorotzkin, bepar helam davar, where the Sanhedrin made a mistake. So just as parochas, because they're not going to be kodesh anymore. They have affected who they are, because their whole purpose is to paskin. They messed up in paskining. The Kohen Gadol, his purpose is avoda. Okay, he made a mistake in the avoda, but his purpose is avoda, and therefore everybody makes mistakes. If there's a sin in inherently what you're supposed to do, this is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to the paralam davar. They're supposed to paskin for Klal Yisrael, and they made a mistake in the paskining. That's terrible, and that's why they have to bring a special carbon. That's why it doesn't say kodesh anymore. Mashikin the Kohen Gadol, similar with Madavar Doma, Chazal talk about why by David HaMelech did various averis, and yet he didn't lose the malchus because of those averis. Mashikin Shol HaMelech did one, maybe two Averis, and it lost the Malchus. Why is that? So the Mefarsha, based on Chazal, explained, because it depends what type of Avera it was. David HaMelech did personal Averis. David and Batsheva, he counted the Am, all different Averis that David HaMelech might have violated, but they were personal. Shaul HaMelech's Chataim had to do with the Am. They were connected of not being a proper king. David, Shaul HaMelech might have been a tzaddik, but he was not a proper king, and that's why the Malchus had to be taken away from him. He let the Am decide. He listened to the Am to leave Amalek alive, not to kill Agag. So it's all about that. So that's so to here, explains Rav Sorotzkin. Here it's worse because their whole mahus, their whole tachlis is to paskin for Klal Yisrael, to decide issues for Klal Yisrael, and they made a mistake in that? That's terrible. So it's as if there's no Kodesh anymore, and that's why one has to bring a carbon. Okay, so you guys another pshat, but we'll leave that for now. So that is Rav Sorotzkin connected to the Shorish. Midini HaMitzvah, let's get into some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Kigon. Mash Amr Zacharon Levracha. Sheish Toas Bahoraz Bezdin Shehab Bezdin Chayav Allah Havi Karban. Velo Ala Osa Al Piyam. Sometimes there are some cases that Bezdin has to bring a karban, and not the people who acted based on their words. Like we said, if Rov of Klal Yisrael. Vyesha Ha'osa Mai Chayav Velo Haim. In some cases, the Gemara in Harios talks all about this. Maybe Harios is popular this time of year because it's the shortest Masechta in Shas in terms of Dafim. If anybody wants to make a Siyam on Erev Pesach, they usually choose Harias, though it's not the easiest Masechta, but it is the shortest. So there it talks about sometimes you don't have all the conditions met for Par Halam Davar, so all the Yechidim will bring a carbon. Ve'elu min atrayim atzrichim bedavar, and then he's about to quote some of the Tanaim. Who has to bring the carbon? Who has to bring the carbon? So there is a discussion whether we'll get to it in the Menchas Chinuch. Some suggest it's only Bezdin has to bring one carbon. Others, Machlokas Tanam. Others say, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is every Shevet. Every Shevet. If Rov of Klal Yisrael sin, every Shevet has to bring a carbon. They have to bring, and if it was Avodah Zarah, they have to bring even two animals. And the Chiddush here is, says the Gemara, the Menchas Chinuch quotes it in Oz Gimel, on the fourth line, the Afilu Ashvadim Shalo Chatu. Even if there's a whole Sheva that did not sin, they are also Chayiv, and you have to bring 12. Levi is counted as one, Ephraim and Manasseh are counted as one together. So that is the halacha, even if they're not. Why? This is a great example of Kol Yisrael Ravim Zalazeh. If most of the Jews sin, then everybody has to take responsibility. I like to quote the Lashon from the Ritva, both in Hilchas Brachas and in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chavtes, where the Ritva says, in the context in Rosh Hashanah of Yatza Motzi, if somebody already did a mitzvah, they can be still Motzi others with a bracha. Pirish, kol ha-brachas, birchas ha-mitzvahs, afo bisha yatza motzi, sha'afo bisha ha-mitzvahs mutalas ha-kol ha-chod, even though the mitzvahs are incumbent upon each person, ha-rei kol yisrael ha-revim zelazeh, v'kulam kiguf echod. Each of them is like one big body. It's one big unit. U'ka'arev ha-parechov chaveiro. And it's like somebody who pays back his friend. But we're all like one unit. Yes, v'afto recha kamocha is a very high level that we treat each other like ourselves. But I saw a mashal recently that just like our body, we care more about certain parts of our body than other parts of our body. We care more about our hearts. We care more about our liver. We care more about our kidneys than we care about our pinky. But still our pinky we care about. It's just different levels of care. So too, we're all part of a body. U'bechlazen, and he talks about, that's the Lashon, kaguf echa dami. But this is a beautiful illustration of that even the Shvatim that did not take part in the Avera, they must bring a carbon according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which the Rambam quotes. The Rambam quotes that, obviously this is not in the Shulchan Aruch anywhere, but the Rambam quotes that there are, each Shevet brings the carbon. There is a question about the Shita of the Rambam, because he also seems to, in other cases, seems to emphasize that Bezdin brings a carbon. It could be that Bezdin brings 12, one for each Shevet. But again, there's a Dion in the Shita of the Rambam, which if we have time after, we will come back to. Okay, so let's get into some of the halachas, though. Says the chinuch, Shabezin chayevin lahavi akarma v'lo ha'os al-piyem. V'yesha ha'osa chayev Elohim. V'elo ha'min ha'toram ha'tzrichim bedavar. These are some of the tzonim. Sheyu bezin chayevin v'lo ha'os al-piyem. The following are the conditions that you need for bezin to have to bring the carbon, and not for each Jew. Could be Bezdin's going to bring 12 karbanis, or one per shevet. That's still called Bezdin bringing it. But the following is all, so that those are brought and not each yachid v'yachid. Sheyu amorim shal shimon ve'echa. Number one, it has to be a psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, all 71. V'sheyi erosh ha-yeshiva imayim b'shah shahoru. The head of the Bezdin has to be there. The Nasi has to be there taking part. V'yu kulam ru'yin la'orah, they all have to be appropriate, ra'ui, to be in the Sanhedrin HaGadol. If for some reason they have somebody who's not fitting, that it doesn't have the shame Bezdin, and therefore there's no psak that's given that will cause this car. But shnei amar, imein einei ha'eda, ashi'u lahem la'inayim, they have to be the eyes of the nation. Klomar, ru'yin le'ho'ra'ah. V'yitu ruban b'davar zesha ho'rubo, and it has to be that most Jews follow their opinion, v'yoru b'feirish, and they have to explicitly say the psak, sheyomru la'am mutar matem lasos, mutar for you to do this, v'yasu kolakala ruma p'yem, and all and or most of the nation does it. V'yu ha'os and shogig yal p'yem, the people who listen have to be shogig, they have to really think that Bezdin is correct. U'midam bin sha'adav v'shor Bezdin kadasoru, they think that Bezdin is correct. If there's a Jew deep down that knows the halacha better than Bezdin, so mystery, why he's not on the Bezdin? Unless he knows the halacha and he knows Bezdin's wrong, but he does it anyway because they're the Bezdin, then he would not be included in this karban. He'd have to bring his own karban. Because that's not Bezdin's mistake. Another principle learned out from Sukkim. It can't be that Bezdin tells you to wipe out an entire mitzvah. It's got to be within a mitzvah, or an avera, Bezdin modifies. Bezdin says yes or no, within. They can't wipe something out totally. Ultimately, why not? Why do you say even if it's totally wiped out? No, it's a gzeiras hakasev. It gives one svara. The efshar, it's possible. Kitamo inyan sheshikagas akiras kol gufa mitzvah ein lachush lo tiskala b'meira. It could be because if they wiped out a whole mitzvah, there's no carbon because mistama, that's going to be found out very soon. So that's why Bezdin doesn't have to be mechayev a carbon in that case. That also might not be called a psak, which would be mechayev this carbon. Let's go back for a minute before we continue to Oz Gimel in the Minchas Chinuch, where he has a very important halacha, which is clear from the Gemara. Vehine, how do you determine the majority of Jews? This halacha is dafka im avruva asu mashi itira rov Yisrael hayoshvim be'eretz Yisrael dafka. Only most Jews who live in Israel. The Jews in Chutz La'aretz don't count for this halacha. They don't go into the equation. V'lo b'chutz la'aretz she'im istarfin. Rak hashvina rov atibar be'eretz Yisrael. Why? The language of the Gemara in Harios Andav Gimel is that only the tzibur, only kahal eretz Yisrael is ikri kahal. This has come up in the past. There are a number of halachas. Of course, truma and meiser and all the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz. But there are a number of halachos that seem to be limited, that are limited to eretz Yisrael, and they have nothing to do with the land. What is some of the halachas? Number one was right here. The Harlan Dover Shal Tibur is totally on Eretz Yisrael. What's another one? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, in Mitzvah Zazay Kufnun Gimel. We spent a lot of time on this back in Parshas Bo, that the calendar is set by the Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And if Chas V'Shalom, remember the language we spoke about, Chas V'Shalom, there wouldn't be a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, it should never happen, says the Rambam, we wouldn't have a calendar. The whole calendar would fall apart. It has to do with Eretz Yisrael. Or the Rambam says in Hilchas Rotseach, in Perek Yud, Ein Din Egla Arufa Noeg Ela Be'eretz Yisrael. Egla Arufa only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That is another one. It's a fascinating Rambam. There's a Gemara, the end of Brachas, on Daf Nun Ches. We know that if someone sees 600,000 Jews together, they make a special bracha. Haroa sheish meos elef bnei adam ke'echad, if they're goyim, then you say a bracha. But if they're Jews, what does the Gemara say? You say bracha da Hashem al-kem echalam, chacham arazim. Chacham arazim. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, he adds in two words. Im Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph. Haroa sheish meos elef bnei adam ke'echad. Im Yisrael heim u be'eretz Yisrael, mevarech bracha da Hashem chacham arazim. He adds in this bracha is only made when you see Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Again, what is going on? He says the Ketzer Mishnah. Why? He says, oh, maybe because the story that was quoted in the Gemara there is when he saw an Echlusi on Har HaBayis. But says the Ketzer Mishnah, why does that make a difference? First of all, that's just the Maisa Shaya Kachaya. And number two, if it really was based on that Gemara, it should say Har HaBayis. You shouldn't say Eretz Yisrael. See, he says it must be that the Rambam has some source. Rambam has some source, but that's the Rambam. They have Kiddush, so you have Kiddush HaChodesh, and you have Egla Arufa, and you have Smicha. We didn't even quote that Rambam by Smicha, famous Rambam. The Rambam says Smicha could be reinstated if all a rove of the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael decide. It doesn't say in the world. Again, what is this all about? So it all boils down, and many Achronim point to, it all boils down to a Ramban. Ramban on the first daf in Maseches Gittin, where the Ramban comes up with a new category. Besides the concept of Mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, there's a concept which he calls chibas eretz Yisrael. A special connection, a special chavivus, beloved nature that eretz Yisrael plays with the Jewish people. And there are halachis, aval pikein, even he says the Ramban, even if kedusha rishona, lo kishel asalavo, and there's no more kedusha yet, aval pikein eretz Yisrael, b'chibasa hi omedes, ubekedushasa le'inyin yeshivasa v'dirasa. Living there, chibasa aretz, This is the Ramban, and this has nothing to do with the Karka, the land of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why if you look in the next paragraph of the Minchas Chinuch, he discusses what are the borders for the Rove B'nai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael for Paralam Dover Shel Sibur. Is it the original borders from Ole Mitzrayim, or is it from Ole Bavel? So he's noted to say you go by Ole Bavel, even though they were smaller. But other Achronim say, no, maybe not. If this is a din in Chibas Eretz Yisrael, or rather Briskers call Shem Eretz Yisrael, then it wouldn't be Tali Dafka on the Kedusha. And maybe it goes back to when the B'nai Yisrael first went into Eretz Yisrael. Because maybe it even goes back to Avram Avinu. But this is an important halacha connected and limited to Eretz Yisrael. What if he's exactly half and half? It's not a rove. So the Minchas Chinuch says, the Dibur Maaseh Lo'Hinei Lo Nisba'er, in the next column, he says, maybe nobody would be chayiv. Not the Yechidim and not the Tzibur. Why? Because if it's half and half, there's a Gemara that says half is considered a rove. So you have rove people that didn't do it, and the rove people that did do it. So he says maybe you just throw up your hands, and nobody would bring a carbon. He's just not sure about that, but that is just a fascinating question that he discusses. If you turn the page also in Dibur Maaseh Ode, at the end of Oz Vav, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Suffolk of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what if Bezdin Paskind and a miyut of the kahal followed their psak? That bezdin died out, another bezdin came, reinstituted the psak, and then the other miyut did it. So it adds up to a rove, but you have different batei dinim. You have a different bezdin agadol. So the Gemara has that question, and it ends in a teku. So fascinating. What's the question about? Is the chiyuv of the karban, is it based on the literal people? Is it kapar for them, or is it based on the institution of the par helam davar shel tzibur, the institution of the Sanhedrin? What is that? And that doesn't look like personal people. You look at the whole institution. Either way, that's the suffix he quotes. Take you can look at that, how he talks about from what the Rambam paskins. Fine. If you continue a little bit more, one more, just one more ha'ara, and then we'll have to stop for the day. The end, after he quotes other tna'im, what you need, Bezdin has to find out themselves that they did it, and then he talks about the next paragraph, kol eila tna'im, let's just read this one, tzrichan lios b'davar sheyischaibu ha'bezdin b'karbon, v'lo ha'osim al-pihem, v'amri sheyischaibu ha'bezdin karbon, ratzolomar sheyaviyu karbon shifte Yisrael kenegdam. That's where he quotes, the shvatim have to bring 12 animals, paralam davar is one per shevet. But if you have one less, then everybody brings a personal chatas, which is tomorrow's mitzvah. And the mitzvah applies to Banabayas because the mitzvah is upon the Sanhedrin. One final point, if you look in the Perek Chelek Ches of the Igris Moshe, where at the beginning of the posthumous volume, they have a biography about Rav Moshe, on page 34, they quote, in Tavshin Lamates in 1979, Rav Moshe needed certain teeth to be taken out, and they had to get him false teeth. He demanded from them that they leave in at least two real teeth, because if he doesn't have even that many teeth, the Gemara Bechorah says, that'll be a Balmum, and he won't be able to be part of the Sanhedrin. So Rav Moshe wanted to be part of the Sanhedrin, and that's why he wasn't marsha them to take it out, and it ended up, Sof Maisa, his barer shenitan lashir b'fiv arba mishinav. It ended up he was able to keep four in. That's the story of Rav Moshe. It was a lie for him, part of the Sanhedrin. Rav Moshe be part of the Sanhedrin. That's what it was on his mind, and that's connected to this mitzvah, which is also upon the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Okay, we'll stop here.